Second Kings chapter 17. I appreciate you being in the assembly tonight. I'm thankful for this blessed privilege. I have a lot of good memories in this place.
Yes.
I want to get down where you live tonight.
Yes.
Not going to try to entertain you.
Right.
I'd like to, for the Holy Ghost to affect you to find out where you are.
Yeah.
I'd ask you to stand while I read the Holy Writ. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there."
Yes.
So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while, and the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which is belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to feed thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel.
Yes.
And a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said to her, "Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." You may be seated. If the Lord will help me tonight, I want to preach on two sticks. Israel here is in a mess. Every spiritual light is out. No semblance of God in the land. The priesthood was all afoul, away from God. Ahab and Jezebel's in the White House. The meanest king that Israel ever had, I think. And there seems to be no help. Seems that things are getting worse and worse. And there was a man of God. God's always had a man. God's always had a plan. There's a man of God here. He's a strange character. I think he's a strange-looking character. If he came to my church, I wouldn't let him preach. But without announcement, without an invitation, he came into the palace and the king and made a declaration. and said, there'll not be any rain, nor dew, until I say so.
Right.
Now, I live in America like you do. I've been here longer than most of you. And I've seen a lot of things. But our nation's afire tonight and burning to the ground.
Yes, sir.
And the only hope for us is the same hope for Israel, that there'd be a message from God. And that the people would respond. I've seen a coldness. I was 80 years old in January. I've seen a coldness come over our land, a whole lot of it because of education.
Right.
So-called education.
That's right.
I've seen electronics, including TV. Now there's things worse than that.
Yes, sir. Right.
And we've grabbed on to it and made it our God rather than Jehovah. Elijah's name means Jehovah is my God. This Gilead is a rocky place. And the Tishbite, the word Tishbite means that I'm here for a while and then I'm moving on. Now you put all them together and it means something. If you're a child of God, you're just here moving on.
Right.
And we're in a rocky place, and it's a rough and rocky place. But we we declare that Jehovah's our God. It looks like they were going to lose. But losing's not in the game. God knows where we are, every one of you here tonight. And I want to touch you deep in your heart tonight about quitting, giving up. Have you all ever thought about quitting?
Yes, sir.
You ever just thought there's not any use? I know I hear the independent fundamental. Yes. That's kind of what I am. Everything's wonderful, the days are going good, and everything's fine, and no problems, and I've lived long enough to know they're lying.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Every one of you, your experience today is just like this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
You can tell me all of that, all of them great things that sounds good. But if you don't, Jesus Christ is not up and down, He's a constant.
Amen.
And if we don't get a hold of Him, we're in deep trouble.
Amen.
And our greatest point now of old time religion is a poor substitute for what there has been in this land.
Right.
And I want to get back to it. I think pretty much on my journey. But I don't want, they're still trying to bring me over into the 21st century, and I ain't a coming.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm not looking back to former days. I want the power of God in my day among my people. And I know that in Noah's day, there's not but one preacher. Not but one church and not but one holy family.
Right.
And if it gets like it was in the days of Noah, will there be just one preacher? If it is, I'm going to be it. If there's only one church, it's going to be mine. I've got that determination. You all understand what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you tonight, we've about forgot how to have revival. And we have nobody to show us about all the old heads now, and all the old preachers are about gone.
Yes, sir.
All the old men that knew about the touch of God and preaching in the touch of God and knowing that God saves old sinners.
Yes.
We can jump around like a burnt toed chicken on Sunday morning if we want to. But there's something deeper than that. And oh, how we need it tonight. You preacher, brother, listen to this old wore out warrior. We need to come down before God Almighty if we've been called. I have some doubts about them that say they're called and never any evidence of Holy Spirit power. And if there's none of that, there'll be no sinners under conviction. You can sing to them all you want to and go back and talk to them and get them here in the altar and cause a big fuss. But if there's no power of God to draw sinners, there'll be nobody saved.
You're right. You're right.
That's exactly right.
And the old man of God walks in the castle. It's kind of a short sermon, but it brought doom to them that don't want God. I'm expecting, I'm not prophesying tonight, but I'm expecting America to be taken over if something don't happen right away. And we're sitting here in any country that's whether it just could be that a communist leads our government this time next year. We're all a bunch of fools.
You're right.
That's right.
And I know what we need to do. I know exactly what would be a help to our nation, our country, and the old-time church.
Yeah.
And it ain't just dressing, and boy, I'm for that, just dressing right and getting our hair right. I'd say Elijah's a skaggy-looking thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know there's got to be holiness before we can have the power of God.
Amen.
But there's going to have to be some holy living men and women by themselves, out yonder, a going and a coming and on the job that'll convince the world we have something different than what they have.
Amen.
Now God said, He's always got direction for the men of God. And it don't come from Hammond, Indiana or Nashville, Tennessee.
Amen.
We've been caught up in that now. And joined up with the machinery. And left God alone. Now I'm a preaching to you. There'll be a lot of things I may say tonight that you might not have any amens to. And might disagree, but I'd be glad to talk to you, and you can be wrong if you want to. But we're headed for the ditch, bad, bad shape. And he said, Ahab's going to be after you now. And I'm going to take care of you if you follow my directions. I won't tell you, every one of you look up here at me. The world hates you.
That's right.
And you can go out here on your job and be good to an ungodly, stupid boss and get you a watch after 35 years and him hate you all the time.
Yes, sir.
Yep. You can join up with the house of God where you got a man of God's not afraid of you or his wife or nobody in the choir.
Right.
And that'll preach you the truth.
Yes.
And that's exactly where you ought to have your family.
Right.
Not to be entertained, but for God to speak to you and your heart for this day.
Amen.
I'm more determined now than I was this time last year to preach His preaching.
Yes.
I've not been having as many meetings now because of my health and spend some time studying and about to come into the Lord. I'm 80 years old and I'm looking forward to all of that. Changed my opinions about some things and concreted my opinions about other things. Made a study of prayer, and I've always been a student of prayer. And I'll tell you what, men, if we don't pray, we're lost.
You're right, sir.
And God said, I've been talking to the crows. That's what he said. He speaks crow language.
Right.
I've been talking to the crows and they're going to feed you, but you go where I tell you to go or they'll go to the wrong place.
That's right.
Yeah. I want you to go over by the brook Kereth And they're going to bring you food and bread and meat and sustain you. Would you be satisfied with that? Are you satisfied with what God gave you?
Right.
You know, I'll tell you what, if you can't worship God over yonder in a shack by the side of the railroad, not money to do very much, and no TV and no radio, I won't kid you, I spent about all my young days without all that.
Right. Yeah.
And my daddy prayed. My daddy told me God called him to pray. I've been looking for that. In the Bible, I don't see it, but if you'd heard him pray, you'd be looking for it too. But he fed us. God multiplied and took care of us.
Amen.
You think God take care of you? If you just sell out to everything else in your heart and in your life and say, Lord, I'm going to do my best. And I don't have to have three or four jobs. Spend some time of praying and rearing my family. Throw out a television, and I ain't going to. It's not my week to preach on against television, but if he tells me to, I will. But we've hugged the machinery of this world and the religious outfit until it's made God sick. Now I thank God for this church and the people that I know here, and I know that you're not spiritually ignorant. And I'll tell you what I see. The devil are dragging us off somewhere in the woods and feeding us a bunch of stuff that's not pleasing to God Almighty, and we're eating it. Come to church on Sunday morning with everything else in our mind. And just about anything will pull us off. And we've failed to keep our children right in the place in the church where the power of God is and the straight preaching.
Right.
I have a librarian in my church, and when she gets access books, she got three copies of this or that, she'll bring me them and said, you want these? And I said, I don't know. I'll have to look at them. She said, what you see, don't like, throw it away. 2 weeks ago, she brought me a big book on serpent handling. That's interesting. So I'm reading through it and sitting. My wife is afraid of a shadow, one of them things. And I said, honey, this is something kind of new to me, and I'm thinking about changing over. And she said, I'm thinking about leaving you too. But you know, we're going about anything now. 25 years ago, we'd have laughed and joked about everything that's in Washington, D.C. that we voted in office. We'd have thought it is a joke to put a Muslim in the White House. You say we're doing pretty good. No, we're not. We're headed down, down, down. But I'm going to tell you that if God can take care of Elijah, he'll take care of you. And you don't have to worry about whether he's got enough or whether it'll suit your taste. If you like God, it'll suit you. And I'm going to tell you, if you come to the house of God and gripe and complain that the preacher's not doing this or that, and letting you and your daughter play the piano and sing, you're a heathen. Sit in and settle down and listen to the Word of God and go home and eat your dinner and talk about how good it was at the house of God. And the crows came morning and evening. Oh, this time, no rain, no rain. There's religious people in the land, but there's a whole lot of difference in religion and serving God Almighty.
Yes.
I love y'all. We're in a mess tonight. I can remember a few times when we had home prayer meetings. Y'all ever do that now? Have prayer meetings in the home. Lady told me, said we'd think about having a prayer meeting at our house, and everybody knew we'd hang a lantern out in the tree, and in an hour the yard and house would be full, and be probably three preachers had a message. What do you think now if we tried that? But when we get hungry for the old time word of God, now you listen to this old preacher. Our message now is entertainment. Make sure we tell funny stories in the pulpit and do all that kind of stuff. We need to take this old 1611 and declare it as raw as it is. Yeah. And I've got it back under behind me. I've got a saving and a calling.
Yeah.
And my calling's as real as my salvation. And I thank God tonight for the path that He's made for me. And sometimes it's through the woods and in the valleys. But there's a whole lot of times that it's out in the field and on the mountaintop. And I wouldn't take $1 million for the valleys as well as the mountaintop. God help us now in these days. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, right here in this revival, I'd get some grit in my craw and say, if God touches me, I'm going to the altar and pray for my boy and my grandson. I don't care who knows it, and pray as loud as I want to pray, and sing when the congregation sang, whether they like it or not, and take it home and teach my children. There's no other way to it but serving God in truth and in spirit. Amen. I wouldn't take my children to a singing out yonder. My children's still young. I wouldn't let any of my children under 16 have a telephone, and I'd wonder about that.
Right. Amen.
Put them off in a room and give them a television. Right. Say, y'all have a good time. I'm telling you, we're a bunch of heathens.
Right. You're right.
And I want what God's got for me to you. But after a while, boy, this is a rough time for me. After a while, the brook dried up.
Yes, it did.
That's hard to understand. Here, Elijah went where God told him to. He's sitting down over there, I guess, under a shade tree, and leaned back, having naps in the daytime and eating. He's God's man. Crows are doing good. And the brook dries up. You ever in your life been and thought you was in the right place and the brook dried up on you and you never did understand why? You had disappointment and heartache and sorrow. And God came again. Said, I want you to go to Zarephath. This is, I think it's Jezebel's hometown. I've commanded a widow woman there to feed you.
Yes, yes.
You crows have done good, and the man of God's moving on. Down yonder in Zarephath, there's a woman that knows God. And she's about to starve to death, she thought.
Right.
But she wasn't. Now I want to say to you tonight, under God, we're in that age.
Right.
When the devil's fighting everything right that we're a-doing.
Right.
He's against truth. He's against old-time preaching. He's against you dressing right. He's against you testifying in the church. I wish you'd have been to our place Sunday. We just got a little old bunch over there on the side of the road. Boy, they started testifying. I'm talking about sensible testimonies. I'm talking about not just jumping up and down and saying, thank you, Jesus. But some of them has been through the mill.
Yeah.
that is testifying to the glory of God, women and men. I'm not talking about running up and down the aisle and waving your handkerchief. I'm talking about with tears and spiritual intelligence,
yes,
glorifying God. Boy, I tell you, I come in off the road and that warms my heart. I'd rather be preaching in that little place up every side of the road than anywhere in the world. I told you before, I went up to Chicago and in a meeting, and the preacher said, "You want to go over to Hammond and see the church over there, or the house place?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd like to see it." We went over and stopped by the office and told him we come to see the church, and he said all the guides are busy, want to be free in a minute, and they'll take you around. After a while, one came and said, "I'll show you the church." We went up through a place that's bigger than this, probably half again as big, full of baby beds. And I asked the guide, "What is this?" He said, "This is our nursery." I said, "How many babies do you have Sunday?" He checked his list and said 500 babies in the nursery Sunday. We went out in the auditorium and it just layered. I don't know whether y'all seen it or not. Just kind of like a stadium. "How many do you have here for Sunday school Sunday?" And I believe he said, if I'm not mistaken, he checked his book and said 25,000. I asked him how much this place will hold. I think he said 7,000 or something. That don't all come together to me. You're going to all have to figure all that out. But I said, "Can I get up here behind the stand? Stand up there, you know?" He said, "Why, sure. It's a white pulpit." And I don't think it had a bullet shield over it then, but I understood it was later on. The preacher that was with me said, "What are you crying about, preacher?" And I said, "Thank God for Union Chapel down under the side of the road."
Amen.
I said, "House couldn't handle it down there. They'd run him off. And if I came up here, they'd run me off. And I'm glad of my place."
Amen.
I'm glad. I'm really honored tonight to be an old-time preacher.
Yes, yes.
Don't have much formal education, but I know somebody's been talking to me all these years and saying, "Henley, do this and go there and stay here and settle down and go ahead."
Yes, yes.
He told me it's all right to cry while I preach and all right to holler while I preach.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And he's told me all this stuff you're being taught is not so. You take your Bible and get alone somewhere and just pause and think, "I don't care what Dr. So-and-so said.
Right.
I want to talk to you and tell you what's the truth." I want to tell you this tonight. There's never anything more important to you than praying.
Amen.
Jesus prayed, I believe, on occasion about 15 times in the Bible. And three nights he prayed all night. Him, the Son of God. Anybody here ever prayed all night? If you have, I want to talk to you after church. I'm not trying to shame you. I never have. You ever prayed an hour without stopping? You ever prayed a prayer at night, an hour without stopping? 30 minutes, 15 minutes. And I'm going to tell you, there's something about getting alone.
Yes, sir.
Forget about all the mechanics and all what you've been told about how to go about your prayer place.
Yes, sir.
There's been times when, for about 10 minutes, I just holler, "Help." But after a while, here it came. I'll tell you, when you know you're talking, you realize who you're talking to. It'll humble you down. I moved about 4 years ago, maybe going on five now. Didn't have no prayer place. I thought I'd found one in the basement that didn't work, and then in the back room by my bed, and I prayed there too, but it just didn't fit. Y'all ever do that? And most important to me was find a place that fit me and praying. I got a little old shop now down in the barn. I had me a little old place to work on pianos down there in the barn. Got me a place right in the back with a rug down and a tube box sitting there. That's my place. And oh, in the mornings, I won't talk to him before I talk to them. And God visits me. Oh, preachers, stay with your prayer place. Forget about learning all the little knobs on the machine. Afraid of making a mistake. Stay with God Almighty. Listen, mamas. You walk a holy walk. You need to, if you can at all, quit your job and go home, take care of your children, your grandchildren. I'm just telling you about it. You can't cuss me and ruin me now. I'm too old.
You're right.
Change me.
Right.
I'll tell you, the clock on the walls are running tonight, and I don't know how much time you got left, but we're gonna have to do something. Elijah rose and went. That word there, I think, is about three times in there, you know. He is there and she's there. That's where you ought to be. Down at Zarephath, there's a woman out there picking up sticks. She's got two sticks. That's all she's got. Nobody said anything about her having any talent or good in prayer testimony. She had two sticks. She's going to cook a last meal for her and her boy. Now, you may not be much. You may not can do much, but you got two sticks. And there's a job for you to do. And if you'll get rid of all the trash around you and pick up your two sticks and rub them together, you can make a fire. Love your children. Turn Hollywood off. Forget about Trump, Cruz,
right.
Crazy Bernie,
right.
And lying woman,
yeah.
And serve God.
Amen.
You can get mad at me if you want to, but I ain't going to flinch.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Old Elijah sitting, God sitting, I've already been talking to her. Ain't that wonderful? And Elijah said, I want to drink. I just want to drink. She didn't say anything. Just turned to go get drink. She knew who he was. I think y'all would be good to the man of God. You know, it's the only hope. If I'm interpreting this Bible right, the only hope you got for your children getting born again is to hear the word of God preached in power. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Faith cometh by hearing, not reading. You can pass out all the tracts you want to, but faith cometh by hearing.
Right.
You can take your little piece of paper and go down the road, talk to somebody through the screen door and get them to agree to a set of facts, and they've got a beer in their hand, pornographic picture on their television, and they'll agree to about anything you say to get rid of you, and they'll go back to doing what they're doing. But I'm going to tell you, if we can get them to the house of God and under a man of God, amen. Get them under conviction. That's the only thing that'll do it. Singing will not do it. It takes the preaching of the word of God.
That's good.
Now, you understand this. I've been... People's told tales. I didn't think you'd have to be in a church and somebody preaching to you. But a man of God under the influence of the Holy Ghost can preach in a normal voice at a bedside in the hospital just like he can here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all believe that?
Yes,
I wonder what you'd give for your children to really know about the power of God. I'm not talking about some high up stuff, dancing to the music and all that. I'm talking about it got so deep that I couldn't shout if I wanted to. I'll tell you, every revival I've ever been in, before the revival came, there's a period of repentance. Going somewhere by yourself and calling your sins by name and telling God you're sorry. Don't look at me like that. That won't bother me.
You're right.
I'm going to tell you what we need tonight is the presence of the power of God, and it'll come through holy living. Ain't that right? He said, I'm hungry. I want something to eat. And she said, don't have anything. I'm taking these two sticks in to make a fire and cook the last cake, and they'll use a little bit of oil, and we're going to die. Boy, he said a selfish thing. He said, make me some first. This is God's man now, representative of God. Y'all make him first, do you? You really sold out to making God first in your life and in your home. Boy, and you're rearing children. Mine's all grown now and gone. Got children. Rearing them children. Boy, it gets tough sometimes. You have to make choices, you know, and not let them do what they want to enjoy the world.
Yes, sir.
My daughter came in and said, Daddy, don't give me a failing grade in PE because I won't put on slacks and I'm wearing a dress. And I said, I'll go talk to him. And she said, no, Dad, don't do that. Everybody's watching me now, and it'll be worse if you go talk to the principal. I thought, Lord, what a task. I'd been down in the woods there behind the log of praying and come back, and there's a car in my drive. A deacon in the church over there, by the way, said, I just ain't coming down the road. I don't know why, but I need to tell you that the principal of the school over there where our children go goes to an old-time church in Grayson County. Said he knows about the old-time stuff. I never said a word. I said, I'm glad to know it. So I said, honey, I'll write him a letter that body. She said, no. So I wrote him a letter. Dear sir, I honor your position. I didn't get on his case. But I'm an old-time man of God. Now, I want my children to dress right. And I want my daughter to dress like a lady and not have to strip off her clothes and put on a man's clothes, if you please, sir. And went on. She came home that night and went to the principal's office. Got permission to talk to him, and he's at his desk and reading, and after a while he said, what do you want? She said, Daddy sent you this letter. He read that letter and stopped, and looked around, read it again, walked over to the window and looked out across Highway 31E, turned around and wiped his eyes and come back and handed the letter to my daughter and said, honey, you dress the way your daddy wants to, and if anybody bothers you, you talk to me.
Amen.
Oh, that's worth Fort Knox to me. He said, you make mine first.
Yes.
I would really want you to make God first tonight. You don't care who sees you in this altar. A praying or raising your hands and a praising God, testifying. I didn't know anything about shouting when I got saved. My church where I went to was against it. It's Southern Baptist, and they was against it. I went down that morning on the hillside praying. Got saved, and I come back, I was doing it. And I'm still for it tonight.
Amen.
Make God first. Don't worry about the low places and the valleys. If he can make the crows feed Elijah, he can make them feed you. Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you tonight, we're going to give an invitation in a few minutes. I know I've kind of been slow and draggy, but I'm doing exactly what God wants me to do tonight.
Yeah.
To search out inside of you to find out where you are with God, how interested you are. You just want a lot of singing this week, and you want me to preach a message where you're up a hollering and hooping and carrying on. Or you want something that'll get down in your soul and stir you.
Yeah.
I'm going to pray for your children this week and your grandchildren. I'll make an extra effort to pray for them. She made him a cake and brought it to him.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he stayed there. Quite a while, I think. She went in and poured that oil out and said, "That's all there is. I've made it for you." And Elijah probably said, "Go back and check again. There may be a little more in there."
Amen.
He shook his head. You know what I thought? I think she did. I believe she just got enough every day for that day.
Amen.
We want it all, you know. We want it all now.
Right.
How you feel about God tonight? You think He's able to take care of you, your family, your children, your kind? You think God thinks any more of you than He does Elijah? If you're His child, He thinks a lot of you too, especially if you're trying to live right. I'll tell you what tonight. There's people right here tonight, if something don't happen, your children are going to hell. People here tonight, if something don't happen, your grandchildren going to hell. You know it. There's got to be a change, and you know there's got to be a change. I wouldn't give up to that.
Right.
I wouldn't say, that's the way it is, and I can't help it. We can help it, too.
Right. Right.
Amen. I want to say to you preachers tonight, I don't have much authority to tell you anything. A lot of you are a lot smarter than I am. But there needs to be a lot of things laid aside and say, that don't matter to me anymore.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What the brethren think is not very important.
That's right.
Whether you might lose your position or whether you might get another meeting, go God's way and He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
There's people here tonight, you don't know what you're going to do tomorrow. Maybe a job thing. So many things mixed up out there now. I get calls from other states about every day saying, "Preacher, pray for me. I got confidence in your prayers."
Yeah.
Did you know that mamas will come to me after I preach and say, "Preacher, I want you to pray for my boy Joe. He's rebellious. He's walked away. And we don't know where he is tonight, and I want you to pray." I said, "I'll be glad to, ma'am. Let's bow right here and pray." And she said, "Oh, I don't have time tonight, but I want you to pray." And a lot of times I'll say, "Well, if you don't have time, I don't guess I do either."
Yeah. That's right.
Do you believe God's able to move mountains?
Yeah.
Do you believe He's able to go get your child and work on him if we'll pray and faint not?
Right.
Do you believe He knows about your financial situation?
Yeah.
Sell a bunch of stuff. Quit buying junk at yard sales. Buy only what you want. I'll give you all a plan where you can always, always stay out of debt. Don't spend no more than what you take in. Ain't that simple? Y'all can pay me for that advice after service. You want to. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't follow them directions. Ain't that right? We can't stand that. America can't stand that. The congressman up yonder cannot stand that, just spending what we got no more. The devil's got us in a mess and we can't get out of it. I'm going to say there's some things already done we can never get out of. It's done been hooked and crooked to a place it can't be straightened out.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you can lay down at night and say, "It's been a good day, Lord. You'll take care of us tonight and tomorrow too, because I'm your child. I'm trying to do right."
Amen.
Everybody stand, please.